like audiobooks or audio shows, check out a free trial of Audible. Just click the link in the description.
This is Mind Chuck. I am Bruce McGuire, here with Maxwell Powers. And tonight's topic is bizarre, like most of them. We are going to be discussing the possible interdimensionality of Bigfoot. Is Bigfoot an interdimensional creature, or is he flesh and blood? Sasquatch, Yeti, Wendigo. It's got countless names all across the world. It's been sighted on every continent. It's a Yowie in Australia. Yeah. It's on every continent. So, one of the major strikes against the existence of a Bigfoot or Sasquatch creature is the fact that nobody has been brought to mainstream public attention. Supposedly, there have been a few shot.
Shot?
People have claimed to have shot them. And
one of them had photographs. I don't know about it.
Disappeared. Weird. The usual weird stuff.
And they had run away and they're making out a lot.
Or, I don't know, some of these people disappeared after claiming to have shot a Bigfoot, so who knows? You know, conspiracy theories abound about the government coming in, kill, or taking them away, taking the body, whatever. But, you know, not a lot of evidence. Of course, there is the DNA study, the Ketchum study, which actually have DNA samples, I think over 150, blood, saliva, and hair samples, and fecal matter from Bigfoot.
Okay.
Identified as a creature
not
known to man. So they checked millions of species in the database, and this is not any of them. Now, there's a lot of controversy, obviously, over the Ketchum study. And it's been, you know, there have been a few hit pieces against it. The peer reviews were silenced. A scientific journal was going to publish a peer-reviewed study of the Ketchum DNA study, but it was sabotaged. And supposedly, emails were leaked of peer review, that it was peer review, and it did pass peer review. So, again, let's put that aside of the flesh and blood creature. If Bigfoot is interdimensional, and of course, an interdimensional Bigfoot would not exclude a flesh and blood Bigfoot from also existing. So there could be both. We don't know. But the interdimensional theory has been around for a bit. It hasn't been quite as popular until Scott Carpenter's blog, where he actually captures hundreds and hundreds of Bigfoot video, on video.
Okay,
you ever seen those videos, Maxwell?
Well, I don't know, I've only seen a few.
So there's all these little faces in some of the Bigfoot videos. He's got like 20 Bigfoot in the same video.
Okay.
But it's hard to make out because of digital artifacts, and if they're interdimensional creatures, you would need to film it with analog film. Supposedly that's why the Patterson-Gimlin footage, the most famous Bigfoot film from 1967, that was the most famous, that was shot on film, and it's very clear.
Yeah.
And it's been remastered in high definition by M.K. Davis.
Okay.
And no relation to Rook Davis.
Okay.
M.K. Davis, who, you can see the sole of the foot. You can see that there's no eye for a mask.
When they remastered it for the film.
Yeah.
They saw the sole of the foot.
Yeah, you can see that it's not a boot or a shoe. And then you can also see there's no separation from the eye to the face or from the lip.
Oh, so now, okay, as it was a mask.
Right. And then we're talking about the 60s here.
Yeah.
So there's, even today, there's not really a
see, they don't have that, yeah, like, amazing technology.
You could also see some kind of a hole in the thigh of the Bigfoot. So it's very detailed. And of course, the proportions of the arms are off. So it couldn't be a human unless they were using some weird extension for the hands.
Right.
But then they were already. So it's I don't know. It's definitely one of the best pieces of evidence.
Okay.
Now, in our modern age today, everything's digital with cell phones and cameras. Supposedly with ghosts, if ghosts are real, once again, taking a skeptical view of both sides is what I would recommend.
Right.
You shouldn't believe ghosts are real. You shouldn't believe ghosts are not real either, because you don't know. Same thing with Bigfoot. Taking a skeptical position for everything is probably the most intelligent. So, if they are interdimensional creatures, they could be causing some kind of electromagnetic frequency radiation or disruption that would prevent their capture on video, or at least their clear capture on video.
Wait a minute, you're saying that they're... It seems like you're saying that they're more intelligent than humans. Is that what you're saying? Because
yes.
they can travel at will, or like time travel at will, or
possibly.
Interdimensionally
travel at will. One of the theories is also that they can communicate with infrasound. So we have infrared, visually infrasound, so they can make paralyzing communications to humans, whereas a human could possibly even have paralysis or amnesia or whatever to not detect the Bigfoot. There's pros and cons to both the theories. I think a flesh and blood creature could survive, because in all that vast wilderness, especially if they're near extinct, so if there's not that many of them, they could possibly survive, and if their entire evolution depended on their invisibility to humans and other predators, then they evolved specifically to evade humans. So, they could be flesh and blood, but the interdimensional theory solves a lot of problems, because if they're not permanent residents in our reality, in our universe, and they come from a parallel universe, they wouldn't really be leaving a lot of tracks or hair or whatever. They'd be going in and out. So what do you think of this theory, guys?
Well, I don't know. Seeing a Bigfoot is bizarre enough, but like the interdimensional theory adds more to the mystery.
Especially if they have telepathic and infrasound abilities.
Yeah. It's just, I mean... So, okay, who first came up with this theory?
Interdimensional
Bigfoot? Yeah.
Technically, it's been around forever because, I mean, there's stories from Mount Shasta in California. It's like a sacred interdimensional vortex portal type site. They linked even Bigfoot with Hollow Earth. I mean, there's people linking Bigfoot with everything. I did a previous podcast on the Bigfoot UFO connection and Bigfoot cases that have been seen with UFOs, and some of the theories.
Really?
Yeah, some of the theories there are that Bigfoot is actually have been put on Earth as the Earth is kind of its prison, so it's kind of a prison colony for Bigfoot. So they just drop them off here so they don't have to deal with them on their planet.
Right.
Or that Bigfoot is some kind of weird experiment and the aliens drop it off here to see what will happen. So they monitor it kind of like a zoo. So, yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's weird.
So,
I just don't see the benefit of if it was an experiment or whatever to see a Bigfoot.
Well, other theories on Bigfoot is that Bigfoot is a genetically engineered monster by the U.S. government, and it's just like used to kill people. There's quite a little bit. There's some evidence for this theory. I mean, supposedly there was a whistleblower from a U.S. government hit team that specialized in exterminating Bigfoot or dogmen. And the dogmen are a whole other subject, which we'll get into in a different podcast. But as far as Bigfoot goes, you know, what's the reason for any of the experiments? I mean, some of the experiments, you just want to see what happened.
Yeah.
So it's kind of tough to decipher, you know, based on motive. I don't ever really like to go by motive. I like to go on actual hard evidence.
I think, every time I hear about Bigfoot, people talk about it, I always, fantasize how I would respond if I saw a Bigfoot. I think everyone does that. I'm sure secretly or whatever.
I don't really do that, but okay. Never done that.
Really? You've never done, I always imagine myself, in a forest. Let's say I'm just hiking or whatever. I'm just hanging out. And all of a sudden, I see a Bigfoot eating berries or something. Like, I wonder what I would do. Would I, let's say if I have a cell phone, would I take photos or would I... Or would I forget? Or would I freeze up and just stare, in disbelief or in shock where my feet are frozen?
You probably wouldn't want to make any sudden movements.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that. And I don't know. Would I be brave enough to go slowly to my left pocket, take out my phone, turn on the camera, and hopefully... I don't make enough noise to have him turn around, or would I really actually want him to turn around so I can actually capture this thing and solve the mystery forever? like, you know, for, you know, at last.
Or just pull out your gun and shoot it.
Or if I don't have a gun, if I
do have a gun and shoot it, would I pull it out and shoot it,
and then put it in a cage and then have the world see it?
Well,
I don't know. Like, to me, that would be unethical. Like, I don't know if I want to shoot a damn, you know, like an innocent, you know, creature. Like, if he's never done, but if he comes around, shows his fangs, gets angry, and jumps 10 feet towards me, then I'll shoot him. Then I'll put it in a suit or whatever, or make like $1 million.
There have been a few encounters where Bigfoot people have shot at Bigfoot or Bigfoot.
Okay.
And the interdimensional, supposedly the bullets have no effect in certain cases. So that's, you know, in the interdimensional theory, if it's not a flesh and blood creature, it doesn't exist in our dimension. Or another theory is that they're kind of there's certain window areas. So when we see a Bigfoot, or when someone sees Bigfoot, it's not necessarily that Bigfoot is an intelligent creature that intentionally jumped to our dimension. That Bigfoot could be in his dimension on a parallel Earth, minding his own business, and for whatever reason,
we tend to see.
Yeah, there's like a glitch in the space-time continuum, and we can see into another dimension briefly.
That's an interesting thing.
Some people tie that into ghosts as well. Okay. Just glitches.
I saw this on TV once. They actually, it's not Bigfoot, but it's like a creature that's actually like hip height. It looks like a big little Bigfoot.
A skunk ape?
Like, well, I think they refer to it as like a hobby. The neighborhood refers to it as a hobby. And they actually, like, there were a lot of witnesses that this scientist came over, like, and I forgot what the whole deal was, but I found that interesting.
It was a real creature?
Well, a lot of people claimed that they saw this little creature.
China.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all Bigfoot.
How many witnesses?
I don't know. I think there's been quite a few cases.
It's weird because sometimes like when a lot of people are like this mystical minded type, you know, superstitious, like they kind of just pass around rumors and they just believe in themselves. But that's not always the case. Sometimes they really do see this creature and they're pretty honest with it. They kind of just accept the fact that they see this creature. They're not afraid of it.
I think more often than not, the witness, whether it's UFO, Bigfoot, ghost, I think more often than not, the witness believes what they're saying, even if that's not what reality was. So people saying, oh, this witness is incredible, they made up the story for attention.
I rarely believe that it's for attention. Because I don't think... Not a lot of people are like that. I don't think. I mean, it's almost a small number of people will do that. Don't try to get you. Some people are like that. You know, they like the attention, but I don't know. It's kind of like a useless time. Waste of time. You know?
Yeah, I don't think that's a large percentage.
But it's funny how people are like, you know, they dismiss a lot of people based on that.
We know what the weird thing is. Florida is one of the leading sites for Bigfoot. One of the leading.
You know, I found that interesting. You guys, I remember you mentioning that. Yeah. Why South Florida? I mean, what is it?
I don't think it's not South. It's all of Florida.
All of Florida. Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't think there's too many. Every state has sites. So,
what's the number one?
I don't know. I had it up before. Oh, I think it's Washington. Is it Washington State? Washington State.
Yeah.
New York State has a lot too, actually. Washington State.
How about most recent ones? Like. Do they go in cycles? Like
they're all waves. Yes.
Yeah, they're so. Waves. That's interesting. But where's the latest wave?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's been a huge wave in a while, but there's just isolated sightings. And what Canada has quite a few sightings too, because of all the wilderness.
Yeah.
But there's some really creepy recordings of. SAS, I think the name of the site is called Sasquatch Central, I believe, and there's a Sasquatch research group where they actually record, they go camping in these supposed Sasquatch areas, and they've recorded Sasquatch calls, and it's really creepy, because
the sounds have never been produced in,
it doesn't sound like anything else, and they've had They've had researchers and scientists analyze it over and over again.
They can't find an animal that can produce that sound. Yeah. I remember that one. It was like, it's not a monkey, it's not a gorilla, it's not a...
I mean, it almost sounds cool. It's like a mix of a caveman and something else. It's weird. It's like there's a slight human tint to it.
Yeah.
But it's really weird. So the next thing I wanted to kind of talk about is, how would you prove a telepathic interdimensional Bigfoot is real? Because if it's interdimensional and it's telepathic, so kind of random, how would you ever prove that that is real? It's tough, right? So, like, what kind of proof would be demanded? I mean, obviously, everybody wants a body. And here's the thing that's tough. Like, let's say you had a body. Like, some people have claimed to have a body. Couple people have claimed to have shot a
body. So, what the hell they do with the body?
Someone claimed to have put it in the freezer.
So, what happened to the freezer?
I don't know. You're going into Bigfoot lore now.
That's crazy.
Look it up. Man that shot Bigfoot.
That's crazy. You're sitting on evidence.
Man who claims he shot and killed Bigfoot shares
story and video with WGN. Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, that's good. Chicago Tribune.
Man who claims he shot and killed Bigfoot shares story and video with WGN. Rick Dyer says he shot and killed Bigfoot and is taking the body on tour around the world. What is this?
There have been supposedly claims of bodies, but if it's interdimensional, again, so now we have two different options. If it's interdimensional, then we're seeing it as a glitch into another dimension, then you wouldn't be able to capture it. Or, it's not a physical creature. You can't touch it. It's like a ghost. It's an interdimensional creature. That's not three-dimensional. So, you can't really have evidence of it. I mean, I guess you'd have to capture it on analog film. That's one way. And then if it's interdimensional and flesh and blood, you know, you got that. So what do you think?
About which one is this particular?
Interdimensional, two-dimensional.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's adding another bizarre element to it. Another complication to the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Or it explains the elusiveness of the Bigfoot. I don't know.
Rather well, yeah.
So, like, it's...
If that's the truth,
yeah.
Then yes. It's a pretty good explanation.
Because there's so many sightings, but no one's ever kept a body, really, except for this one.
Well, the Ketchum study featured quite a few samples, so... By the way, she catches a lot of flack because she made a statement on the theory, I hope I get the statement correct, that Bigfoot is a mix of angel and human. I got that wrong, of the devil and a human. So like a fallen angel. Or the devil or something. So the father of Bigfoot is some kind of demon, devil, fallen angel, and the mother was a human mother. And I mean, this has some precedent because in Native American legends there are similar stories of creatures or forest devils, you know, stealing their women. So what do you think about that?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Have you looked into the Bigfoot?
For a long time, have you always
been into the Bigfoot thing?
I've researched, you know, Bigfoot. Bigfoot was one of the big cryptids, so I've always been into cryptozoology. Loch Ness Monster, which might have just been a plesiosaur or something that was extinct. I mean, they found it on radar. The whole psychology behind
The sightings.
The sightings?
Yeah, I think people find it that more interesting. Or equally interesting.
Yeah, and also the hoaxers and the deniers. It's so funny. I just find it amusing that people on both sides, there's people that think they're all real,
yes,
and there's people that think they're all fake no matter what.
And there's also the psychology behind the hoaxers.
How equally silly it is to have either of those.
But it's interesting. Sometimes they will, like, a hoaxer is planted or somehow, you know what I mean? Like to develop some kind of skepticism towards the whole thing. So that always happens too. Like with the UFOs, they would sponsor or make up a crazy person to fake a UFO, and then he would be revealed in the media that everyone would be made a fool of. So now the whole thing is not credible anymore. So it's like
it's so funny, but basic logic. We'd be like, okay, well, that's a hoax. What does that have to do with the other ones? Like,
the effect on that, or the effectiveness of it, is that no one likes to be made a fool. Or they don't like the feeling of being made a fool. Because you have that ostracism in effect. So, like, no one wants to be ostracized from society, or, you know, from their group of friends, or, you know what I mean? Like, they don't want to be that guy or that girl. So I don't know. I find that whole thing interesting. I don't go all in on it because I don't know enough first off. But at the same time,
obviously dismiss it if you don't know enough.
So I don't dismiss it completely either. So.
Yeah, it's kind of it's definitely interesting though. But when it's that intertwined with all these ancient cultures, when the Native Americans just talk about it as real but not mythology, you got in all these different areas of the world, so they all made it up?
Yeah.
Independently?
Yeah.
That's what you think?
No, I thought you were making statements.
So, it's rough. I mean, I'm not saying it's completely impossible that they did all make it up independently, exactly the same story, but it's just, I think there's more to it, and we need more information.
It's funny though, because sometimes they'll analyze a village, and a lot of these people, the likelihood of them communicating with each other is not there, and so you think that's really good evidence right there.
Yeah.
I don't think they talk to each other, especially within that span of time. Like, I don't know. Just gives me really feels.
That there's more to it. That writing it all, just completely writing it off, Bigfoot's fake. Without actually, it's the whole condemnation without investigation is the hiding.
Because you never know, one of these days there could be a body. Bigfoot is on TV right now, live and shit. that's everyone's Bigfoot witness dream. You know what I mean? If you're a witness of Bigfoot and no one believes you, everyone thinks you're crazy. Your dream is to have Bigfoot on national TV or on the internet live.
Well, people can that can still be faked.
I mean, for
me, still be faked.
I guess, but they'll have exhibits and shit, and you can touch the Bigfoot.
Giants
or feed him a banana.
Giant exhibits.
Yeah. But this time it's gonna be live. So that'd be cool. I mean, like an exhibit, you can put your finger in it and maybe bites it off.
M.K. Davis mentioned a massacre theory where Patterson and Gimlin were allowed to get the video by the U.S. government and they were exterminating a bunch of Bigfoot. And there was a whole bunch of them. And that's why the Bigfoot in the video has to move up. They were all being hunted down and killed.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's fewer Bigfoot sightings, because they were all killed. Well, most of them were killed. There was a mass extermination.
Yeah.
So the establishment would never allow the Bigfoot evidence to go public. Because it's been announced several times. I think a university in Australia had Bigfoot DNA. There was a Russian university that had a Bigfoot study. They got Bigfoot DNA or Yeti DNA. So it's it's kind of kept hush-hush, so, like, it's the same thing with the Smithsonian and Giants, where they just decided to disavow any knowledge of Giants. So all the skeletons, they're kept in some kind of warehouse, or destroyed, who knows. Same thing with Bigfoot, like, if there's some kind of weird issue that we don't know about, where they can't be made public for whatever reason, then they'll never be made public, even if Bigfoot is real. And I think people don't really look on that side of it a lot at the top.
We did an episode on Giants.
Yeah, we did an episode on Giants and Titans. That was one of our first episodes.
Was that in
there? Yeah. Next one
out! Wait, but I remember seeing this. I don't know if I actually.
Talked about this episode in the Giants cover up.
But did you show me a picture of this giant thing in an exhibit?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like, it's like 16 feet tall?
Yeah,
it was big. It was crazy.
There's some bigger ones that are like 28 feet, 30 something.
Oh, the Japanese one, right? In the parade?
I think that's from a movie.
Oh, really?
It might be a real giant, I don't know, but there was a Japanese movie. Yeah, I don't know if that's real.
That's a nice costume, I have to say.
You know, it should always be skeptical. Yeah, it's weird because the proportions are all off. Not the costume. The proportions are weird. So they did a good job with that. So, I think Johnny Mills actually found the movie that was from. But anyway, so a lot of people, they don't think about it. It's not that easy to just go public with something that the establishment doesn't want public. Or it'll be ridiculed. Or they'll just say it's a hoax when it's not, like the Ketchum DNA study. If that's a real study, it'll just be, you know, there'll be hit pieces on it. You know, the journals, they're going to publish it, go out of business. You know, the usual stuff when they don't want that information out there for whatever reason. You know what? The other thing is interesting to people that talk about, there's not that many lethal Bigfoot encounters.
Yeah, like, there's not a lot of,
unless you factor in David Politis and the missing 411, where all these, you know, there's thousands of people going missing in national parks.
Oh, shit.
If not more. Yeah, if Bigfoot is killing them and taking their bodies, then there have been plenty of deadly encounters.
Yeah, right.
But there haven't been.
But you can't really blame it on the Bigfoot.
There haven't been 100% confirmed lethal encounters. I think there was a couple. But normally the Bigfoot won't kill. So what does that mean? Does that mean it's an intelligent creature and it knows that would bring more attention to itself?
Yeah.
Or what? Or are they, so in Native America, there's different Native American theories on the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Some theories say that these Bigfoot are benevolent keepers of the forest.
Yeah.
And that they're good.
Yeah, and I, for some reason, I'm imagining villages and communities of people kind of like, they don't make contact outside their world, and they accept this creature as part of their reality and their community, and they just kind of accept it as part of their life.
Yeah.
So like it's never reported outside of their community,
right.
And they just kind of and I think what ends up happening is that it becomes like an urban legend in their community.
But what I was getting at is so some of these describe them as benevolent keepers of the forest, that they're good and that they wouldn't hurt humans. Others describe them again as like either devil spawn or demons or, you know, really bad evil things that steal children and women and kill people, and you should stay away from them at all costs, and that's why you don't go in the woods at night.
Yeah.
You stay by the campfire in the village. So just the way that I thought about it is, again, I think it's very difficult to just make stuff up from scratch. I think all legends and myths have some kind of a root truth to them.
Yeah.
And if not just completely true, because how would we know? But both might be true. So, like, look at we can make a parallel to, you know, in wartime, you know, like, even with the Nazis, let's say, so most of them are bad and they kill people just following orders. But there'll be a couple of good ones that'll kind of go against the orders to save people. You know, because there have been a number of cases like that. So, is Bigfoot the same way, where the Bigfoot is just naturally an evil creature, but there's certain Bigfoot that go against their nature and help humans? or they would not hurt the humans on principle. So, do you think that's more likely to be true? That they're kind of like people, where even if most of the Bigfoot, even if it's incarnated as an evil being or a demon, it could still, there are certain ones that are good, against their nature almost. Does that make sense?
Wait, are you saying, like, are you going, and I don't mean anything by this, but are you going mystical, like devil? Is that what you said? Like,
no, I'm saying our Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's okay, it's only the third explanation. The Bigfoot, are they like humans? Forget the devil.
Okay.
I'm just like, they're evil beings. Not necessarily demons. So they're just like really mean grizzly bears that want to kill. That's smart.
You're asking me if that's what the most likely,
what do you think about it? That even if they're evil beings in general, that a couple of them could be good.
Okay. And you didn't ask me if that's what I think is happening.
No, just your opinion on it. What do you think about that? As opposed to saying they're all good or they're all evil, is it more like they're like humanity?
With humans. I mean, most of us, I think, are good. And then there's a few of us that are assholes.
Somebody disagree with you on that?
Most of us are assholes. Yes, it's a matter of opinion. But, like, I think I see people as mostly good. Like, 90%.
So, it's hard to generalize in general. I think there's a lot of
assholes, too. I guess because 90% of the people is good. That's how you get into trouble, because that's how you trust people, scam you, they kill you.
50-50 is probably a little bit more realistic than the other, I think most people are good. It's just there's circumstances that drive people to certain measures that make them appear a lot worse than they are.
But I don't understand the point of your question. Like, you're asking me something that's already hard to know, and then you're asking me. I mean, we haven't even established it. Like we don't even know Bigfoot exists. And then you're gonna ask me, do you think that most do you think that only two of them are really good?
Let's back up. So there have been very few corroborating Bigfoot.
Okay.
Alleged Bigfoot encounters that ended with a human death.
Okay.
Maybe it was a bear that killed, who knows, but alleged Bigfoot encounters that ended up in a human death are very rare.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And I gave you two theories. Some Native Americans believe that Bigfoot are benevolent keepers of the forest.
Okay.
They're good, they just want to be left alone.
Right.
Other people believe that they're, when I said demonic or devil spawn, I didn't mean, biblical...
Okay, that's what I was getting confused.
That's why I cleared that up. So they're just evil monsters, evil beings.
Yes. Or just wild animals, like lions.
Yeah.
Like a lion.
Or jackals.
You can't judge a lion when they kill you.
Right, but let's look at jackals, right? So jackals are usually depicted as nasty, mean animals.
Okay.
More so than, a lion.
Okay.
You understand?
I actually didn't know that, but okay. I'll agree with you.
Well, certain animals are depicted as so-called evil. Okay. Or they're more they're more mean.
Okay. More aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Most of these animals can't judge evil versus good.
Because a lion can be aggressive, but it's usually, showcased as noble or honorable in some way. Like, it's not going to just kill for the sake of killing. It's going to kill to feed. Whereas jackals or hyenas. Hyenas are also depicted as, a pack of hyenas. So that's what I mean with the Bigfoot. If they're evil, an evil-type animal.
Right.
Are there a few good ones that are going against the overall nature of the species?
Well, from what it looks like, unless your theory about those missing thousands of missing people in the park, unless that's true, then Bigfoot is even more aggressive. But it seems like if these only sightings are true and they were actually creatures like Bigfoot, then most of them, it seems like, are good creatures. They leave people alone, and they're not gonna attack people. Or most unless I'm attacked upon.
The weird thing is a lot of these witnesses don't give that story. They give a story that they felt that they were extremely good presence. And again, either by infrasound, and again, these creatures could just be, if they're sending an infrasound signal to the human, they could just be doing that to scare the human off. That doesn't necessarily mean that's what they are, but some Bigfoot researchers believe that they're all evil, demonic, whatever. So I was just putting that out there because I don't think it's a popular topic of discussion among Bigfoot and Sasquatch researchers necessarily. I mean, it has been talked about, but even if the entire species, let's say it's true they are all devil spawn, would certain Bigfoot be capable of going against their own nature and being good, even though technically their species was designed not to be? That was all I was saying. Fifth time's a charm, man. Okay. So what, I just wanted your thoughts on that.
I'll think about it.
But at least you're clear on the hypothesis. So I think that's very possible because they just don't want. I mean, it all depends. It depends on what kind of creature is it. I mean, we're going crazy deep now. Like, do they have a soul?
You always go back into the soul thing. Alright, I just kind of like, I stay where I am.
Does Bigfoot have a soul?
I don't know, then you have to define soul and I don't even understand soul. But let's not get into that because we're unless you want to, I don't know. Let's kinda we're trying to figure out if
Bigfoot exists even.
Like, and then we're
putting in souls and shit.
Well, something exists. That's been cited. That's not a bear.
Yeah, well, and let's see if a soul exists in their being.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It's just, okay. Let's add more complexity to the problem.
Well, the whole point is discussion. So.
Yes, of course.
But we can also add it.
What did they cook? Did they cook? You think?
They have pots and pans.
Actually, yeah. Wait a second. Actually.
No, they're just foragers, right?
Some witnesses have said they don't wish anybody upon
witnessing a Bigfoot
because the energy, the malevolence of the energy they felt from it was so extreme. Like, they're traumatized for the rest of their life.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these witnesses say
some, that? I don't know about a lot. There are witnesses that have said this. I mean, there's even a few witnesses that said that Bigfoot followed them home and they're kind of haunted like a ghost.
Except it's Bigfoot.
They play games. They throw rocks at the windows. Like, it's kind of like a haunt.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
I remember that. They're kind of messing with him. Like, yeah. So they throw rocks at the window. But you never know. Like, the Bigfoot, they might be, like, curious about this creature in the house. Like,
yeah,
what is this structure? That's so weird. Look at that window thing.
I mean, that's true because monkeys throw rocks too.
Yeah, because they're probably looking at that shiny pane of glass, like what is that? And then they throw at it. Is that water on the wall? Like, they don't know what that is. I don't know. You never know. So they're probably throwing rocks at it, and then they're thinking maybe, wait a second, that creature walked into that structure, and wait, let me throw rocks at it and see if it comes out. I don't know. Just curious. They're probably just as curious about.
That could, well,
that they are,
and if that's the case, then you gotta put them in the neutral animal category.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So So going back to our original, how we started this with the interdimensional, we kind of went into the flesh and blood area for a bit. But, I mean, it is possible it's both, that it comes from another dimension. But it's also possible that they're being used as experiments and they're being transported unknowingly.
Yeah.
So not that they're super high intelligence. You know, that's another theory, that they do have super high intelligence. They come to this dimension to hunt humans. But in that case, they probably, unless they're only hunting humans in the national parks, and all those missing people are killed by them. And then they are most important. So, this has been a really insane podcast. But we'll leave you with that tonight. A lot of things to ponder about Bigfoot and its possible interdimensional nature.
If you want, you can donate to our PayPal. Just check the link in the description.
This is Bruce McGuire signing off.
Maxwell Powers.
Have a good night.